Big names in the world of fashion have emerged across the Atlantic. The editors of fashion magazines like Vogue play an important part. Photographed by specialists like Horst.
I am so thrilled to see this long-lost picture.
And glamorized by noted models.
That's me sitting down. I made $7.50 an hour.
Constantly on the alert for fashion trends, these magazines select for illustration the clothes and accessories.
There weren't so many professional models then. Did you have an agent?
This was before agents. Yeah. Condé Nast would send a secretary over to our building, and they would leave a note, and I would just roller skate over with my Cocker Spaniel.
At 15?
Well, 14. 14.
Can we go and have a look at those early pictures?
Sure.
Have you seen them?
Are there any colour pictures here? There's me, seeing the beaded gown.
This is 1947, so you're still a teenager. It's a colour photograph, one of the earliest colour photographs.
Yes.
Horst took for Vogue. You are sitting right at the front of the picture on a very regal stool with pearl dress with a green sash.
Yes, Hattie Carnegie.
Do you remember this photograph being taken?
Yes, and I remember almost all my photographs. There is a box of Kleenex holding up the front of the dress because my chest was still almost concave at that time. It reminds me of, you know, beautiful times with Horst.
The fashion photographers to whom I've spoken have always said that the great models are not necessarily the ones who are the most beautiful, but the ones who understand how to tell a story.
That's quite right. And what helps a model do that, if she's as young as I was, is to have a great director in the photographer. I am part of his imagination. He is showing me, making me feel what he sees in me.
Good. Yeah, now you're close.
What was wonderful and memorable, even to this day, was the sound of Horst's voice.
That's right. That's right. And lean your head this way this time. That is very...
Cooing in my ear, he'd come over to fix something, and he would say, "You're perfect, you're such a good model," or some nice uplifting thing for a little girl who didn't know what she was doing.
What was Horst's vision, do you think?
The man trained in architecture. He saw shape and form and dimension, understood and controlled how light embellished a structure, the human being the structure.
Is it true, Carmen, that you were the first fashion model to appear nude in a magazine?
And I don't know who was first, but John Rawlings did a wonderful nude of me for sunbathing. There was a storyline to it and a reason, and it's just beautiful sculpturally. Like some of the pictures here of Horst, of nudes, I look at them and I say, my God, it looks like a Rodin sculpture. And it's not vulgar, it's the naked form, it's the form. It's not tits and ass. There is no respect any longer that women and men debase the idea of what life is about.
You were photographed by so many great photographers throughout the 20th century. What made Horst special?
Horst really helped women describe themselves to the rest of the world by how he saw them as beautiful, orderly, soft, feminine, and helped them talk to the world through the way they dressed.
And those few hundred well-dressed women whose acceptance of a new style idea is enough to launch it as high fashion.